Zen and Andy, it's our show.
It's my show.
Lamp, 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 lamp. Brrr, dun, dun.
What is that?
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay. What are you doing?
It's our annual What We're Watching episode.
Part cut.
Yeah.
All right, movies and TVs. Woohoo! You know why doggos love watching the tube, right?
Because it means we get to do it with mama and daddy.
Yeah, because we get to snuggle with mother and father, not do it. That sounds a little perverted.
Yeah, so what's on the list today?
Well, I say we should start with TV.
Good idea.
What's your favorite show right now, Andy?
I love What We Do in the Shadows. It's so very scary.
Yeah, I think we had that on the list before.
Well, the show is still on, so it still counts.
True. Believe it or not, fleshies, we doggos don't love vampires.
But we love comedies about vampires.
Yeah, making fun of vamps makes us feel superior because when we meet them in real life...
When have you ever met a vampire in real life?
Hello, he's an energy vampire and his name is...
Hey, hey, Lozart is here.
Whoa, Mo, you usually lug in. Don't sneak up on us like that.
Sorry, I didn't want to spill my popcorn.
Put that away, Mozart. We got a show to do.
Yeah, if you keep that around, we're just going to sound like a bunch of weirdos on the mic.
All right. Anyway, what did I miss?
Well, we just... getting started.
TV or film?
TV.
Have we done the trailers yet?
What? No.
How about the commercials?
Mozart, please.
Oh, just kidding. Can I go first?
No.
Because I have a whole slew of Korean dramas that I need to discuss.
Andy was going first, actually.
I already went.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What was it? Your favorite vampire show on Hulu again?
What We Do in the Shadows, and yes.
Well, that is a good one. I sort of have a crush on the girl.
You mean Nadia?
Yes. Well, no, I mean no. Nadia's mini doppelganger. Oh, boy, do I want to tear her to shreds.
She's not a squeaky toy, Mozart.
Well, she's about the same size as one, though.
All right. Can we just move on? My favorite show on TV right now is The Return of Succession.
Oh, I love it. I could totally relate with Logan Roy. You know, being the master of your own universe.
Please.
Yeah, Mozart, you have like zero things in common with Logan Roy.
Not true. I'm the king of my own domain. There is no greater doggo than me in my own house.
Yeah, that's because you're the only dog in your house.
Well, howdy! Layla here, the friendliest dog that ever could be.
What is she doing here?
Oh, that's right. Layla stayed over for a few days while her parents are out of town again.
Hello, Mozart.
Hey, Layla.
It's been a long time, Mo. We're friends now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Lays. Well, since you're here, you might as well tell us your favorite TV show.
Wait, what? Why does she get to go before me?
Because it's ladies first, Mozart.
This is Mo shit.
Whoa! Easy on the swearing there. Isn't this a family show?
No, not really.
Oh, well then your audience may not like my choice.
What is it, Paw Patrol?
Oh, My Little Pony?
That's not on TV anymore, Indy.
Really? Well, that's a shame.
No, actually my favorite TV show is the hit family show, Squid Game.
What?
That's not a family show.
Or a kid's show.
You can't pick Squid Game. I was going to pick Squid Game.
Well, I think a lot of people like Squid Game, Mozart.
But you just cut me off and then you stole my Squid Game.
Settle down, Mo. Isn't there another Korean show that you liked?
Yeah, the Netflix show My Name, but...
Oh, of course. Leave it to Mozart to like a show named after him.
No, it's not called Mozart. It's called My Name.
Never heard of it.
That's because you never cared about me.
What?
It's a Korean show, right, Mo?
Duh, that's all I watch now. Me and the Minj are really into Korean dramas.
You should be speaking Korean fluently by now, then.
I do. Kamsahamnida.
Bless you.
From the skyscrapers of New York to the coast of California, this is Doggo News.
In today's Doggo News, the body of a missing Alaska man who disappeared in September was found when a hiker chased after his dog who led him to some human remains along the trail.
Investigators say that the clothing, cell phone, and firearm seem consistent with the missing man, 32-year-old Douglas Farnsworth. But since they only found these items along with some bones, they're having a hard time determining the cause of death.
Bones, huh? Sounds like some wolves got to him.
Our brethren got to eat in the wild.
I wonder what happened to him.
He probably tripped and fell and hit his head on a rock, and then some animals got to him.
Or maybe he was playing an Alaskan version of Squid Game, and he lost.
That's ridiculous, Mo.
Is it? Because Squid Game pop-ups are appearing all over the place.
Yeah, but that's to promote the show. They aren't real Squid Games.
I think they are. I mean, look at this guy. He's dead.
Oh, TJ. In other news, brace yourself, fleshies. This one is brutal.
Yeah, what is wrong with you, fleshies?
Horrible.
A Florida man accused of beating a pit bull puppy, stabbing him 50 times, and then stuffing him into a suitcase while the dog was barely alive, was sentenced 10 years in prison after admitting to the crime.
Just to be clear, we are not cheering the brutal murder of a puppy's death. We're cheering for the justice for doggos.
This is absolutely horrible, and I am glad that this sick maniac fleshy is getting his just desserts.
What do you think they're going to do with people like him in prison? You know, like what they do to pedophiles in prison?
What is a pedophile and what do they do to them in prison? Read them bedtime stories?
No.
Pretty sure they get special treatment, though.
Yeah, special something in the prison shower, if you know what I mean.
Is that a doggy style reference?
Layla, this is a family show.
I thought it wasn't.
You're right, it's not.
What's crazy about this story is that after he killed this dog, investigators found cat paws and rats with severed heads in his freezer, bloodstains in his bathroom, and dried blood and animal fur in his oven.
What was he doing? Eating them?
Well, he must have been hungry.
What's this I hear? Cruelty to cats?
Yeah. Oh, hey, Widgies. Yeah, some psycho killer of animals was sentenced to 10 years, so you guys don't have anything to worry about.
10 years is not enough. Fredo, we should make a visit and turn him into Jell-O.
Yeah, I hear that inmates often fight each other to get an extra serving of Jell-O.
Yeah? I don't know, guys. I say let the guy suffer. Prison is probably bad enough.
Well, we'll see. Come on, yeah? Fredo, let's make sure his life is horrible.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Ooh, I feel sorry for that guy.
You do?
Nah, just kidding. I hope he rots in prison.
You know, studies have shown that people who commit brutal acts against animals often become serial killers.
So what you're saying is that getting this maniac off the streets probably saves some fleshy lives.
I'd say so.
And finally, a feel-good story.
Thank dog.
Yeah, I was feeling a little bit depressed there.
You were?
No, just kidding. I'm never depressed.
Well, except when we broke up.
Well...
Can we just, move on?
Sorry, go on.
Fleshy Jane Salazar and her husband sought out to adopt a new dog after finding out the results from an Inborg DNA test.
The test results showed Diego having two copies of premature retinal atrophy, and after speaking to a dog ophthalmologist, she confirmed that Diego would most likely go blind.
The parents decided to look for another dog, as recommended by the ophthalmologist, as a support friend.
Shortly after, they went on some rescue websites and found a dog that looked a lot like Diego. They put in an application, and not long after, Diego had a new doggo friend.
Well, the Salazars decided to get a DNA test for the new doggo Dixie and found out remarkably that Dixie and Diego are siblings.
Oh, Mo, that is crazy.
What a quinky-dink.
Yeah, it seems like while they weren't from the same litter, Diego and Dixie share the same mother and father.
That makes my little lug butt happy.
Me too!
But you're always happy.
I know!
Check out the adorable pic on our Facebook page of Diego and Dixie chilling at their home.
All right, so back to what we were watching.
I liked Finch.
Oh, you saw it already?
You're cutting me off again, Layla.
Ladies first, Mozart. Ladies first.
Isn't that the movie with America's favorite fleshy, Tom Hanks?
Yeah, it's on Apple TV, and it's a heartwarming story about a dog and his fleshy.
Yeah, but isn't it, like, post-apocalyptic?
Yep, but a happy one.
That's an oxymoron.
Hey, don't call Layla that.
I wasn't. I was just...
Well, I am certainly not a moron.
No one said that, Layla.
Go on, Layla. Continue.
Thank you, Mozambique.
Wow. I mean, you're welcome.
Anyway, there's a robot in it, so that's one thing we should warn fellow doggos about.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to like that.
Oh, wait, so you're okay with vampires but not robots?
Yeah, I do not like things that are metal and go zoom.
Huh, you mean like remote-controlled cars?
Yeah, the remote-controlled cars that go zoom.
Or the...
with Tigra and Bunny. And we like the zoom.
Or the trash can trucks.
Double, exactly.
Oh, and we can't forget the leaf blower, guys.
I hate Leave Blue Gas!
Anyway, this robot is more likable than Jar Jar Binks.
Who is not a robot?
So I highly recommend it. Four paws up!
Whoa, well, that would put you on your back, so...
Mozart!
Sorry, that was a little frisky of me.
Yeah, Layla, we usually say two paws up, right, Indy? Isn't that what we say?
Yeah, I think so. Did something like that, or five tail wags, or...
Five tail wags? Who has five tails?
Two begging positions. We kind of change it every season, don't we?
Yeah, I don't think we're very consistent.
I can't remember.
Okay, well, two paws up.
Okay, Mozart, it's your turn. Why don't you go?
Oh, really? Now it's my turn.
Don't be sarcastic. Just go, Mo.
Okay, can we talk about Dune?
Timothy Chalamet. I'm just kidding. I mean Timothy Chalamet.
Really, Indy? What are you, some kind of cougar?
No, I'm part pit bull, cocker spaniel, and I got some chow chow and a bunch of other dogs in me.
That's what she said.
No, I mean, isn't Timothy a little young for you?
I like him young. Soft hands, unweathered by hard labor. It's good on my silky fur.
Anyway, Dune was a bit too deserty for me, you know?
Ooh, what kind of dessert?
No Lay's, desert, not dessert.
Oh, what's the difference?
One S and a whole lot of sand.
Oh, I don't like sand. It gets in my eyes and my anus.
TMI, Layla, TMI.
Back to the movie.
I can't really comment. I fell asleep, I think.
I don't think you saw it.
Well, then what was the movie that we watched with all the desserts?
You mean desert.
I am so confused.
You're thinking the Food Network, which it wasn't a movie. It was a baking competition for Christmas cookies.
Oh, right. I love that movie.
Dune is the movie with Oscar Isaac.
Oh, yeah. I love Oscar Isaac.
Isn't he a little...
Don't say it. No, he's not too old for me.
I was gonna say, isn't he a little out of your league?
How dare you?
Is this the movie review episode or a boy toy review episode?
Both!
Anyway, Dune was just okay. Too long for my liking. Plus, I didn't understand why they just didn't get in a spaceship and fly far, far away.
Oh, it sounds like another dark one.
Yeah, well, what about Last Night in Soho? That was pretty good.
Yeah, I liked it all the way up until about three quarters of the way through. I thought the fleshy ghosts were not that scary, though.
Oh, well, I thought you didn't like being scared.
I don't, but if you're gonna act like a scary movie, you know, you should at least be a little bit of a scary movie.
Yeah, I get your point. I really liked the young actress, though. She was great. Thomasin McKenzie.
Bless you.
Oh, and Matt Smith from The Crown is in it, too. Yum.
Oh, yeah. He's foxy. Oh.
Hold it together, ladies.
That's an interesting story. We won't give it away here, but just imagine if you could see dead people.
Well, I do all the time. Dead fleshies walking around our house. I hate it.
Those are shadows, Indy. They're not ghosts.
Well, what was that then?
It's probably just mother and father coming home.
Nope, just ghost.
Monday's Mutts.
Today's Monday's Mutt is the NHL team, the Buffalo Sabres.
Hockey, a bunch of hunkalunks over there.
Yeah, settle down, Layla.
The Buffalo Sabres introduced the franchise's first team dog, Rick, who's named after the Sabres Hall of Fame play-by-play announcer, Rick Jeteray, who's in his final year of calling games.
Rick is an 8-month-old newfie who was rescued by the Niagara County SPCA. The Sabres partnered with WNY Heroes and their Positive for Heroes program to get Rick a new family.
Rick will be at select home games and community events to greet fans, and he is also training to be paired with a veteran for a forever home.
Congratulations, Rick and the Buffalo Sabres. This week's Monday's Mutt.
This week's Monday's Mutt is brought to you by our Fuck Kibble tier Patreons. Leisha Larson, Olga Ekman, Bailey, Lexi, Teresa, Willie Walter, Stipe and Tambo London, and Jasmine Paris.
All right, let's get back to the TV show since that's mostly what we have time for in our busy schedules.
Agreed. Nap time takes up at least 12 hours a day.
12? More like 16.
Choo-choo.
I'm also liking Hometown Cha-Cha-Cha, which is a Korean romantic comedy series on Netflix.
Romantic comedy? Ooh, I'll have to check that one out.
You won't like it, Layla. It has a happy ending.
So then I would love it.
Doubt it. You're more of the smash a dog's heart into a million pieces and leave it out to dry kind of show.
Okay. I see what you're trying to do there.
Anyway, the story is about a dentist who quits her job in the big city of Seoul and then moves to a small beachside town to start her own practice. It's there that she falls for a jack-of-all-trades kind of fellow who's not impressed by her big city girl attitude. The series includes an eclectic cast of characters, and it's a nice lighthearted change of pace from all the serious Korean dramas that I've already been watching.
I have to say, I am impressed, Mo, that you can read all of those subtitles.
No, I don't read subtitles. I speak Korean now.
You do?
Yeah, Layla. If you would have stuck with me, I could have introduced you to the BTS.
You know BTS?
Yeah, they're my bitches.
Really?
No, just kidding. I would never call them that. But yeah, me and BTS go way back.
Really?
Okay, Mo, stop with the lies.
I'm not lying.
Uh-huh. Okay. Anyway, I also really like watching Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's a hilarious show.
You like it because you're like the furry version of Larry David.
No, I'm the furry version of JB Smoove.
You wish. You're totally more Larry David than JB Smoove.
Okay, you need to get your head out of your ass, Indiana, and actually watch the show. Larry David is an overreacting, overtalking, cantankerous, and neurotic octogenarian.
Yep, exactly like you.
Except he's a millionaire, and Z, you're broke as a homeless dog on Hollywood Boulevard.
Not true. Have you seen my three estates?
Oh boy, here we go again.
You have three estates?
Yeah, the one by the beach where we sometimes go.
That's just mother and father's friend's place. We just visit there sometimes.
Well, and then there's our OC estate with the pool.
You mean my house.
Well, it's not technically your house, Mozart. It's the Minges, and we've been there plenty of times before you came along.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
We spent many a Christmases lounging by the pool before they decided to adopt you from the shelter.
He's right, Mo. I gotta side with Z on this one.
But it's my place now. You guys are just visitors.
No, our name's on the deed.
No, it isn't. Breed of the Week! Today's Breed of the Week is the Jack Russell Terrier.
What?
This adorable and highly intelligent dog was developed in England some 200 years ago to hunt foxes.
How dare you, Mozart?
What a burn! Everybody knows that Z hates JRTs.
Oh, why is that, Zeddy?
No reason.
It's because Mama's always like, ooh, Jack Russell Terriers are so amazing. I want one.
Well, they are pretty cute.
Shut up, Layla.
Hey! Don't you tell Layla to shut up.
Thank you, Mozzarella.
Oh, I like that.
JRTs are lively, independent, charming, and affectionate.
But they can be a lot to handle, so good luck.
Yeah, they really are for experienced dog parents only. They need plenty of exercise and a firm, consistent training, or they may act out in bad behavior.
They can weigh anywhere from 13 to 17 pounds, reach up to 15 inches tall, and have a lifespan of 10 to 15 years.
Too damn short!
Short enough!
Zeddy!
Just kidding. Too damn short.
These dogs are highly energetic, so expect to give them at least 30 to 45 minutes a day of rigorous exercise.
They're known to be escape artists, so make sure that you have a strong leash and a well-fenced area.
Oh, sounds like I have something in common with these little rascals.
Some health conditions that can be common in Jack Russell Terriers are leg calf perthes disease, which is commonly confused with hip dysplasia, deafness, patellar luxation, which causes a lameness in their legs, or an abnormal gait, glaucoma, and lens luxation, where the lens of the eyes become displaced.
Oh, well, that sounds like a terrible dog to have.
But they can make great, loyal companions and often excel as talented actors.
There it is. That's the dig I was waiting for, Indy.
Some famous JRTs include Uggy, who starred in the movie The Artist, Moose and Enzo, a pair of JRTs that played Frasier's father's dogs in the sitcom Frasier, and the JRT who played Milo in the Jim Carrey movie The Mask.
Oh, I'm sure he's dead by now.
Zeddy!
Not Jim Carrey, the JRT.
Uh-huh.
All right, I thought of another show that I like.
Well, I think it's my turn again.
Oh, so sorry, Layla. My apologies.
Actually, Layla, because of all your back and forth and flirting with Mozart, we don't have any more time to talk about any shows.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Who is flirting? I wasn't flirting.
You weren't?
Well, maybe just a little.
Oh, DJ.
This is like Bedford 2.0.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
She means J-Lo and Ben Affleck getting back together.
Oh, that.
So what? Were you dumped by another doggo, Layla?
Me? Dumped? Oh, never.
Okay, Zeddy, this isn't going to end. Just cut to the song.
Digging deep in doggo hell.
The Zeddy and Indy Show do not claim to be experts in pet health, and anything they say is meant for informational or educational purposes, and not intended as medical advice. Please consult your veterinarian when treating your dog or pet. Also, fuck kibble.
In today's Digging Deep, we like to discuss scooting.
Yeah, guys, me and Lays are gonna scoot on out of here, so...
Bye!
What? Whoa.
Did they just leave together?
I am so confused.
Anyway, go on, Z, we don't need them.
Yeah, okay. Scooting is when your doggo drags his bottom across the floor.
When I do it, I choose the softest, cleanest carpet in the house.
Agreed. Your dog scooting his butt on the ground is usually a sign that something is irritating your dog. It could range from infection to worms to inflammation. The most common reasons dogs drag their bottoms include anal sac problems, fecal contamination, tapeworms, or rectal prolapse. Let's get into these in detail.
The first one, anal sac problems, can be noticed when you smell a powerful, foul scent from your dog's butt. This can indicate soiling with anal sac material, which means that they may be impacted or infected.
Your doggo may also be chewing or licking around the area, and he may have problems pooping. Sometimes taking your dog to a vet or a reputable groomer to express the sacs can clear the problem. Otherwise, treating with antibiotics or increasing dietary fiber or applying a warm compress might just do the trick.
Fecal contamination can be caused from a bout of diarrhea, which often leaves dogs dehydrated, weak, and with a messy, matted butt. But sometimes it can cause so much discomfort that your dog finds relief in scooting his butt. If it hasn't led to an infection, treatment can be as easy as trimming away dirty hair, cleaning away the area with warm water. Of course, if he has diarrhea or constipation and it lasts longer than a day, it's a good idea to talk to your vet.
If it's worms, you'll need a simple dose of an oral or injectable medication from your vet. To prevent the tapeworms from coming back, you're going to need to get rid of all the fleas on your dogs by using either pills or some other topical medications.
And finally, rectal prolapse is when the rectum, the final portion of the large intestine, protrudes through the anus. Rectal prolapse can occur after severe diarrhea or from straining from constipation.
If you see an elongated cylindrical mass sticking out from your dog's anus, call your vet right away. That's about all we can talk about before I lose my lunch.
Agreed. So as always, let's end today's episode with a page from my book.
865 Reasons Why Having a Dog is So Much Better Than Having a Kid.
This has got to be a short one because we're running out of time.
Oh, it's a short one. Reason number 21, pedophiles.
ODJ, Zeddy, really? The fleshies aren't going to like that.
Well, that's why it's a short one. I'm not going to say any more about it. Just leave it right there.
What's a pedophile?
Whoa, what are you doing back so soon, Mozart?
Yeah, what happened to you scooting off with Layla's?
Oh, she's still not interested. She's just a tease.
Yo, whoa, Mo. Don't use that word about us bitches.
Yeah, Mo, careful what you say around Indy. You'll get canceled.
Shut up, Z.
Anyway, what's a pedophile?
You just look it up, Mo. Look it up.
Doggy Google hasn't been invented yet.
It's probably best that you don't know, Mo.
But...
Well, that just about wraps up another episode of the Zeddy and Indy Show.
Be sure to like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. And if you haven't already, please give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Don't forget to tell your mutt-loving friends about us.
And please consider becoming a Patreon at patreon.com/thezeddyandindyshow.
For as little as $3 a month, you'll get bonus episodes, and pretty soon, you'll have access to our full back catalog.
So thanks again for tuning in, and until next time,
smell you later!
Oh, you're back.
Yeah, I forgot my ball.